Yeah, I think because I think it'll be a gradual process, John, to get the GAA, you know, disentangled or whatever you like to call it, from that sponsorship. It's not a thing that might happen immediately. Like, I think, for example, back years ago, the Carol's All Stars, you remember them, and I have the poster still where Carol Cigarettes were sponsors of the All Stars. It took a while for that to end, but eventually the GAA discovered that, you know, it just wasn't suitable for a cigarette company to be paying the sponsorship. Now, I think the same is true with this. Guinness was another case. It was the All-Ireland Hurling Championship was sponsored by Guinness, or part-sponsored. And it takes a while to do that because, like, in fairness, the GAA Alliance were a big sponsor for a lot of years, and it's a matter of principle. You know, it's going to be a loss to the GAA, but, you know, you just have to live with it. And I think that I would agree with the thing in general, but I'd also have to say, John, that individuals, all of us, have to take that seriously, because there's an awful lot of tens of thousands of people with their car insurance with Allianz, and it's wrong for the GAA to be taking sponsorship from them, taking their money. It's wrong for us as individuals to be taxing our cars, or sorry, insuring our cars, insuring the houses with Allianz. And I certainly, for one, I unfortunately was with AXA till last year, and AXA have the same links to Israel, or the same perceived links, and I changed from AXA to Allianz thinking they were different. But I mean, I can tell you, when it's due now in a couple of months time, I'll be gone, and I think it behoves all of us to do the same, but also for the GAA as a matter of principle to do that. Now, that's no skin off Allianz. That's, it's a loss to the GAA and not to Allianz to opt out of it, but I think it has to be opted out of.
You're deciding very much to vote here with your feet. You're hitting these companies in the pocket by taking your business away from them. Now, the GAA will come back with the argument here and say that if they decide to take this course of action against Allianz, the quote they used in the past was that it would leave them toxic when it comes to dealing with future sponsors.
Well, I don't think so. Well, I think going away from Carol Cigarettes, and say that's 30, 40 years ago, going away from Guinness, you know, it didn't lose them any goodwill, I have to say. And I think the state of play at the moment with Israel, of all things, I mean, the support for Israel is nil in Ireland and really in Europe, except with lunatics like Trump, you know. It really and truly is not going to lose them. I think the goodwill towards the GAA will increase, because the GAA generally takes a principled stand on most things and on a lot of things. And I think it certainly wouldn't do them any harm. Now, as I say, it mightn't be something, there is talk of that there's an agreement for a certain number of years. Now, that would have to be looked at if there's any legal implications. But I think, you know, sooner or later, they have to disentangle themselves from that. It grieves me to see people buying Kit Kat and Aero and these Nestle products that are clearly linked to Israel. McDonald's, Superman, you know, all around the country, individuals were patronizing them, and that should have stopped.